Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Karen Cataline. Karen is the host of the outstanding internet call-in talk show, Spouting Off. Karen, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you about, we're talking about the current situation, folks, with the coronavirus and the election. 77% of Republicans think that this was a stolen election, and 23% of Democrats think we should find out what happened. Kim Blackwell, the former Secretary of State, a black man of Ohio, I heard him today say that how can you have a such long and significant presidential coattails without having a coat? What do you think, Karen?
I guess I would say that from a vantage point of about 30,000 feet, the media conglomerates, the propaganda sellers have been selling an alternate universe narrative.
Mm-hmm. And I call it bizarro world.
You said,
bizarro world.
Yeah, just as you said, if people only get CNN or whatever, they have an entirely different view of the world. It really is very much like The Matrix. Mm-hmm. And I have often likened leftism and liberalism to a cult I have 21 points of similarity between a cult and the current leftism that mm-hmm. controls the Democrat Party. And that is that you're not allowed to dissent, you're not allowed to even consider
right.
any other information but that which you are given.
Well, and you won't know, and not only are you not allowed to consider it, you're to rebel against it, you're to deny and fight it.
You're supposed to demonize anybody
yes.
who dares to disagree as being some kind of a traitor mm-hmm. to the ideology. And so our job is very, very difficult because not only do we have to fight these strategists of this kind of propaganda, but we have to fight their Jurassic Park dinosaurs they've created who believe and who have been encouraged to engage in any amount of lawlessness in order to get what they want.
Well, here's one more thing, Karen, that's really important. The one thing that we found out last Friday when the Supreme Court chose
Hello?
To... last Friday, are you there, Karen? When we found out last Friday that the Supreme Court wouldn't take the Texas case against the other four states, that's when I said, okay, the left is willing to violate all kinds of rules, and when we catch them red-handed and call them out and take them to court to get redress, they use our rules against us. They broke
correct.
The rules and then played with the rules to use them against us because the Supreme Court only used a technicality not to take the case.
I know. And many people think that is all she wrote. I've been writing a piece just this morning about it. And all they did, it was frustrating, it was a setback, it was discouraging, but they didn't take the case, not on the merits.
Right. None of these cases have been turned down on the merits.
Let me finish. Hello?
Go ahead.
I can't remember. I was making a point, but I can't remember what it was. Okay,
you're writing a piece.
Yes, I'm writing. I write a lot of pieces, but people who take that, the case on Friday as the symbol of Armageddon as far as this resistance is concerned are basically assuming that telegraphs that how the courts would rule in other cases which are headed to the Supreme Court, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Are you saying, so you want to report on the other cases that are out there that are still going to the Supreme Court?
No, I wish I could. There are a lot of them, and if I could keep track of all that's going on, I would have no life at all. Just imagine the average citizen who doesn't do this for a living, right? And they're trying to keep track of all of this information that's coming forward. I'm a big believer in people taking breaks, even talk show hosts.
Yeah, I agree. Well, one of the things, Karen, you mentioned a minute ago about people not knowing things, 13% and watching too much CNN, 13% of people who voted for Biden said they wouldn't have voted for him if they'd known about the Hunter Biden story. Well, my question is, number one, CNN, congratulations, CNN and MSNBC, you won, number one. Number two, how do you admit that? How do you admit that you're only locked into one source of information that you missed a major story? What do you think?
Well, I don't think they've won yet, and I would not concede that. But on the other hand, I found this wonderful quote of Mark Twain that's also on a meme of one of the pieces I wrote. Shameless plug, KarenCataline.com, with K's, okay? And it said by Mark Twain, people would rather be fooled than admit that they were fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That is interesting. Karen Cataline with K, all with K's, folks. We're going to come back and wrap up. I'm going to see if she has some thoughts on 2021 right after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.